Great thing about doing these podcasts is reoccurring guests. You meet somebody and you go, it's a cool guy. This is a cool woman. I want him to come back. They got things to offer to us, to the world. That's what You Just Have to Laugh does. It's how humor and laughter can make your life better. But let's add marijuana to that now. Chef Mitch, here you are, buddy.
Hey, buddy.
Chef Mitchell.
How you doing?
Great to see you. Welcome back. Happy holidays. Happy New Year. All that good stuff.
Yeah, happy New Year to you, too.
And just real quickly for the folks scoring at home, we met in the fall. You were working on a food cart way out in Unity Village. You were working for a guy, and we met. We talked. I said, I got to get this cat on the show because we got to talk about food. Who doesn't want to talk about food?
Exactly.
Everybody wants to talk about food.
Oh, yeah.
You're a chef. You've been all over the world. Matter of fact, you just got back from Hawaii. Tell me about that.
Yeah, I went to Hawaii to cook for a Japanese family that I cook for in California, actually, for their 50th birthday party. So it was super fun. I cooked for 22 people for 3 days straight, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and then a big dinner on the Thursday. I got there on Tuesday, and I did a big party on Thursday. Yeah, Japanese Hawaiian cuisine. It was super fun. I did sushi and kalabi beef with pineapple salsa, crab cakes. I made butternut squash. I made soups. I did all kinds of cool stuff. So.
And you met him. You met him first when you were living in Los Angeles. You cooked for him there.
I cooked for him in L.A. Yeah, they reached out to me. Thought I was still in California, and I was like, "Nope, I live in Kansas City now." And they were like, "Well, would you want to fly to Hawaii, all expenses paid, and cook for us?" I said, "Let me think about that." Yes. So yeah, man, it was great. So I had 6 days with them, and then 3 days for myself, and.
Oh, they let you chill on your own, too?
Yeah, so the last 3 days I was there, I went snorkeling and surfing, and it was a blast.
What island?
Honolulu. So first time to Honolulu. I usually go to Maui, but yeah, Honolulu is an interesting place, to say the least.
Yes, it is. You did. Now, any cool things you saw when you snorkel?
I did. I saw my first green sea turtle. It was 4 feet wide, or 4 feet long and like 3 feet wide. It was amazing. Very spiritual moment, I have to say.
What do you mean? Explain that.
Well, you know, the ocean itself moves you in a way, and it's very electrical, you know. I went out there, and the waves were crazy, and I just closed my eyes and let the waves just kind of smash over me, and I opened my eyes, and the green sea turtle's literally right in front of me, and I'm covered in tropical fish. It was so surreal.
Man.
Yeah.
And those are beautiful fish, too.
Oh, yeah. Like Nemo fish. Like yes. Blues and yellows and all kinds of big and small. And, yeah, it was really cool. I saw my first sea urchin, you know, so. But you couldn't touch it or open it up because it's an endangered species down there, so.
Sure. Now, you know, those turtles, well, they got a mean bite, but it wasn't aggressive or anything like that.
No, man. He literally was right below me. I looked down, and then he floated up right in front of me, right up the top, got a breath. Went back down. I was like, this is crazy.
Wow.
Yep.
Now, at this spiritual moment, Mitchell, did you go, you know what? I'm a chef. I got to quit cooking fish. No more fish.
No, they're so beautiful. No, it wasn't like I saw a chicken and I was like, I'm going to give up chicken. It wasn't like that. I will probably never give up fish. I'll give up meat before I give up fish.
You like it that much?
Yeah, but fish is better for you than meat. Meat's just, it clogs up your arteries. Okay. And it's just.
Let's talk about that then. Let's talk about that because a couple podcasts ago, you were talking about tilapia, and boy, you just have a...
Tilapia.
Let us have it. Let us have it. What is it?
Well, tilapia is a bottom-feeding fish, first of all.
Like catfish.
Yeah, so everything that it eats is on the bottom of the ocean or bottom of the lake or bottom of the pond. So a farm-raised tilapia is horrible. So think about it. Like you have a bunch of workers in the yard or in the farm throwing corn and grass and poop and whatever. Guess what? That fish eats it. And then you eat that fish.
Oh, and you are what you eat.
You are what you eat. Poop and corn and grass. I do not recommend eating farm-raised fish. If you do, find a good source that does a good...
Are there?
I think there are. I think you have to research it. You know, sustainable fish is hard to find, but if you can find it, great. So
you know what? Well, you just said that, Mitch. I'm thinking it just doesn't have the effect when you tell somebody you're full of corn instead of you're full of shit.
Full of shit. Exactly.
It just doesn't. And usually that hard K sound, you're full of corn. That's a
doesn't
hard
hit,
K
it
sound.
It doesn't hit the same.
No, it just doesn't.
It's like the word fuck.
It just doesn't hit the same. You know, when you smash your finger with a hammer.
Yeah. You know, you don't say corn
or oh, darn. Right. Okay. What fish And we may have talked about this before, but some people just join us for the first time and meeting you. What fish is good for you? And in Kansas City, where we are right now, where's a good place to find fish? Take it away.
Whole Foods has a good fish collection. You know, right now, halibut is in season, salmon's in season. There's a lot of different varieties of salmon that's really good. I mean, instead of going down the route of getting a farm-raised fish, Copper River, Alaskan King, I mean, you have to pay a little bit more money, but it tastes better. It doesn't taste like slimy grossness, you know. Whole Foods, some Asian markets have good fish, but most of their fish is whole, and a lot of people don't want to mess with the whole fish, so you got to know how to cook it and things like that. But
okay, I go by and buy, repeat the fishes you just said again.
Halibut, sea bass, salmon. That's
okay, halibut or sea bass. I take it home. Give me some suggestions how to cook it and how long.
Most fish, you know, you could sear it in a pan for a couple minutes and then throw it in the oven, 375 degrees for 8 to 10 minutes. Just depends if you want it like medium rare to medium. That's usually how I eat most of my fish.
Okay.
I have a lot of different seasonings at home that I put on fish. I even sous vide fish.
What's that mean?
Excuse me. Sous vide is you marinate the fish, put it in a plastic bag, suck out the oxygen, and it seals around the actual fish. And then if you want a piece of fish to be, let's say, medium rare, which is 130 degrees, you would drop the bag that's already sealed in the water, and it cooks that fish perfectly to medium rare.
Oh, nice. And what do you use to marinate them?
You know, I do a lot of different things. I do white wine and saffron. I do all kinds of different herbs and spices. I mean, there's a lot of great spice companies in the world. Kansas City has a great Old World Spice down in Brookside.
Right.
They do amazing spice blends for fish. Williams-Sonoma has great blends of spices and stuff. So it just depends if you want to go a spicy route or a sweet route or just basic garlic, salt and pepper.
Same. Now, can you smoke those?
You can smoke those.
You can smoke salmon.
You can smoke any kind of fish, honestly. I mean, the more fishy it is, the better it is for a smoked piece of fish. That's why gravlax is salmon and you don't see sea bass as a gravlax.
Right. Well, and so if I've got a Traeger, you know, smoker,
yep.
What's the best way? Do I just put aluminum foil down and just put the fish right on the aluminum foil, or to wrap it up? Wrap it up and marinate? What's the best way?
You can put it on a cedar plank. Works well. Cedar plank salmon. I mean, okay. You can also wrap it in foil, but if you wrap it in foil and you try to smoke it, it doesn't really get in there.
No, you're not getting the smoke in there.
Yeah, right. So it's better just to lay it down flat and give it a good smoke for like hour and a half.
Yeah, and a slow smoke.
Slow smoke, exactly. Slow smoke. Like a nice barbecue sauce on top and then smoke it. That would be a cool flavor.
Okay, you brought up something before, and I told a buddy of mine, and he wants to do this, and that you talked about going to June's.
Yeah.
And going to June's and you know, what you think is the best sushi in town, best place to go. And you can, and you said you slap down some money and they will make things for you that you never had before.
Yeah.
Now, so if I want to go to, and you said, give me a figure, $100, $140, $150.
Like if I went to eat sushi at June's right now and I ate, let's say 15 nigiris, which nigiri is the raw fish on top of rice.
Right.
It would probably be $80.
Right.
So yeah, say $100. Feed me. So they'll give you like probably a hot dish, maybe a tempura dish, and then a bunch of sushi to eat.
Okay. So when I go there, when I walk into the...
walk in, sit at the sushi counter, be like, hey, my name's David Nastor. I've never been here before. I'd really like to experience what you guys have to offer. I'm not picky. I have no allergies. I have $100. Just throw some food at me. And then they'll start talking to you and kind of ask you what you like.
Gotcha. Okay.
You know, if you're more experienced or not experienced, I mean, they're going to give you, I mean, if you don't like certain textures and weirdness in your mouth, obviously say, yeah. I don't like sea eggs or
sure
uni and things like that.
So. Gotcha. So now I think we've covered the fish department here, and let's talk about the work that you're doing now, Mitchell, with marijuana.
Yes, the marijuana world is good right now for me. I just did my first cannabis dinner last weekend. I had a bunch of friends over to do an appetizer party. I did 5 different appetizers with 3 different infusions.
Do me a favor, please. With the appetizers and what you're doing, would you please be specific? Let us know exactly what you prepared so
sure.
Everybody's listening, yeah. Your mouth could water.
Of course. So I made a THC-infused ice cube and made myself a tequila cocktail.
Nice.
So I made a Moscow Mule, which is agave, ginger beer, tequila, a little bit of soda, and I put THC oil, which is called a distillate, which when you smoke marijuana through, like, let's say a vape pen, you have a golden oil, and that is your, that's your marijuana that's been reduced down to an oil. So I basically have that, and that's like in a dropper. So I just drop it into the ice, in the ice trays, and pour the ice or the water on top and make ice cubes. So when you're making, when you're drinking your tequila Moscow Mule, over time, the ice will cube will break down and the oil will leach out of it and make you all calm and or awake, depending on what you do. So I did a sativa, which is the more upper type of strain. And yeah, it was amazing. And then I did a infused salad dressing. So I took balsamic vinegar, a little bit of mustard, shallots, garlic, and then regular grapeseed oil. But that grapeseed oil I infused with a marijuana flower and mix the two together. So your salad dressing has a little kick now.
Okay. A quick question though. Where do you find these ingredients?
So there's lots of different dispensaries. You have to have a Kansas City, Missouri medical card, but you can basically, what I did was there's an application called decarbing. So you put your marijuana in your oven, 230 degrees for like 30 minutes. And that activates it, meaning it will get you stoned. If you don't put it in the oven, it will not get you stoned.
Gotcha.
And then you measure how much you put in, and then depending on how much, so like perfect example, like a half ounce and 2 cups of oil is a nice oil that's going to be strong enough where it's going to mess you up or get you to the place that you want to be. So that's, so I basically,
Mitchell, where do you want to be besides Mexico or Hawaii?
Right. Well, yeah. So I'm doing these dinners based to, for my friends right now, because I'm testing them, because I'm going to start cooking for cancer patients and people from who have PTSD from the war and people who have inflammatory issues and headaches. And I mean, there's a ton of different great things that marijuana does for you with pain. Like I have a knee injury right now. And it, so I do marijuana to take away the pain and the inflammatory issues.
Gotcha.
So that's kind of the reason why I got into this cannabis thing, is to teach people, one, how to cook, and two, how to take certain strains for their health reasons.
Okay, so you have the ice cubes. Quick question, though. If you are making a tequila and that, why don't you just take a little bit of the oil, put it in the drink, and stir it instead of the ice cube?
You can do that, too, but I thought it would be kind of fun to have an ice cube in it.
Sure. I mean, that's a very esoteric, if you will. That's,
well, you're right. The other thing is like, because the oil is golden brown, you're going to see it in your drink. Unless you muddle it with like juice or something like that, right, where you don't actually see the oil. Plus, the oil has a strong flavor to it. Like if you wanted to candy an orange and put in your old fashioned, you know, then you would the oil would lose itself.
Sure.
It would be wrapped around that orange peel.
But so, the triple distilled agave, the tequila. What's the highest level? I forgot what that's. Not the silver, but that's
Añejo is the
Añejo. And Añejo is usually a brown anyway, sort of a light.
No, that's Reposado.
Reposado. Okay.
Añejo is usually clear and been distilled for a long period of time, or aged in steel or oak.
Gotcha.
Containers.
So the Reposado.
Reposado's got a brown. So if you wanted to add oil to the Reposado.
I was just curious if you did that. So, but it's fun and necessary to go, you're having a drink. Oh, by the way, the ice cube is infused with
that. Well, I will let
that's
them.
That's fun.
Yeah. So it's fun. So I did a cocktail. I did a salad.
Okay. That was a salad. And what was the third thing you did?
The third thing I did this Kobe beef, which is a really high-end piece of beef. And then I made a wild mushroom sauce. And I infused the wild mushroom sauce with cannabis butter. So just like regular butter, but the butter was infused with marijuana. So I whipped that into the mushroom demi-glace sauce, and it was amazing. So just pour that over like a little bit of Kobe beef, some wild mushrooms on a piece of grilled bread. It was really good.
And the fifth one would be the dessert?
And the fifth one was the dessert. So I made a creme brulee. So I just folded.
Nice.
So with a pastry cream and things like that, you have to add butter or oil or something to emulsify it. So I use the butter again to emulsify, a Sauvignon. And little do you know, 4 courses later, everybody's happy and stoned.
And you know what's so funny? Usually you get stoned and then you get hungry. Now you're eating.
Yeah. I take that out of that factor.
Yeah.
It's perfect.
Yeah.
Well, the crazy thing about doing these dinners is everybody gets hit a different way. So like little people, it hits them right away, where bigger people, it takes them longer because they have more fat on their body.
You mean smaller frame people. You don't mean kids.
No kids. Like a 100-pound, 30-year-old girl compared to a 250-pound guy. Because he has more fat on his body, it'll take him twice as long to ingest that.
Gotcha.
Because marijuana, it sticks to fat. I mean, if you're super skinny and you eat really clean, you're going to get hit. It's going to hit you really quick.
Gotcha.
Where the big guy in the corner, it's not going to hit him as much.
Now, would you tell us again why you started doing this? Because you were hired by a company to start coming up with recipes to help people with their medical conditions.
Yes. So I work for a company called Illicit Gardens and Cosmic Seed. The Cosmic Seed is a strictly edibles, and the Illicit Garden is tinctures, pre-rolls, vape pens, things like that. It's kind of a different entity. But I really wanted to help people. I mean, I like to help people anyway. With cooking classes and teaching kids how to make sushi and pizza and things like that. But with the marijuana aspect, not only it's not just to get stoned. It's more like a lot of people over 40 have, you know, sleep issues or insomnia.
I just heard about that. So marijuana can and will help you sleep.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, I take a gummy right now to sleep because I have insomnia.
Now it's only 1 o'clock. Are you kidding me? You got to take it that far in advance.
Yeah. No, but I mean, like, I know. Like, I take a sativa edible in the morning, kind of like I used to take Adderall in the morning to get me through my day. But now Adderall is so bad for you and it messes up your liver.
Horrible.
And you get addicted to it. So you just do the healthier version. So take a half edible, be happy and organized and, you know, ready to rock throughout the day. And then when you're ready to sleep, you pop the sleepy one and you go to bed.
You know, there's something kind of funny about this because I was with a lady and she used to take Adderall, and Mitchell, bless her heart, she was nuts.
Oh, yeah.
She was nuts. So if you take what you're saying, the marijuana, and do that, you're just a quieter kind of nuts.
Yeah, man. I mean, I have ADHD really bad.
Were you?
Oh, yeah. I'm a space cadet. I've always have been. And I was on Ritalin when I was a kid, and then I got on Adderall when I was older. But the problem is, you know, it makes you angry. And
so edgy afterwards.
Yeah, you're edgy. You're angry when you come down. You're not in a good place. It fucks with you sexually. I mean, it's like whiskey dick times 10.
Really?
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, I mean, this is a cleaner, healthier version to get through the bullshit of the day.
And I'm gonna put up how to get a hold of you here. You know, I always do.
Of course.
So if people have questions about the recipes and things like that, they can get a hold of you to do that.
Of course.
And then you can do that because you have a whole different focus now, man.
Yep.
You have a whole new shift. I mean, you're still doing, so people don't know, Mitchell, you are hired by people to come, and you went over to Hawaii, but people here in Kansas City or around the world will hire you to come and put on a dinner party or something for kids, and you cook.
Yeah, so I have a lot of different clients in like Mills Farm area, Lock Lloyd, Mission Hills, Briarcliff. They're all over the place in Kansas City. But I also travel too.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm going to Hawaii. I went to Hawaii. I'm going to Scottsdale soon for a family. So I'm like a hired gun. Let's just hired knife. How's that?
Hired knife.
I'm a hired knife for sale.
Yeah.
So I do lots of different things. So the cannabis dinners I do, the regular dinner parties I do, cooking classes for kids, cooking classes for adults. I mean, there's really, the great thing about being a chef, the kind of sky's the limit. So it just kind of, you can kind of do anything you want.
But what I love about what you do is your number one conscious thing is not eating just for pleasure, not eating just for comfort.
Mm-hmm.
You eat to be healthy.
Yes.
That's a whole different focus.
Yeah.
I mean, some restaurants you go to, you know, it's just filled with cream and butter and God knows what they put
in it. There's nothing wrong with that. You know, I have a lot of friends who have great restaurants, but some of the restaurants are heavier than others. I mean, I'd like to, if down the road, I'd love to be plant-based, you know, and just eat fish, but it's hard, you know. Kansas City doesn't have the best produce. It doesn't have the best fish. So, you know, you have to rethink your brain to come up with amazing food. So
no trouble getting fish in Hawaii, of course.
Oh my God. I was blown away with the fish there. I went to a Japanese fish market that was the size of this room and I got ahi tuna one toro, which in the States is like $60, $70 a pound. I got like a 5-pound loin for less than $50.
Wow.
And it was so good,
man.
Yeah, man. I mean, the fish there is unreal. So, yeah, I mean, everything serves. But, I mean, it's expensive for some stuff. Don't get me wrong.
Sure.
Like, going to a restaurant, I mean, it's expensive. But if you want to, if you know where to go, you can get great stuff.
Sure.
Just like it is in Kansas City. I mean, some, like, I love Hy-Vee. but their prices are through the roof, you know. But I like Meat Market or Fairway Meat Market over there on Ward Parkway. I like their stuff, but it's through the roof.
Yeah.
So it just depends. I mean, there's no cheap fish and there's no cheap meat because of COVID. Everything's just tripled in price.
You asked me, you said, do you do gummies? You do that, and you in the plastic bag in front of me.
I gave David a nice little treat today.
It's a chocolate chip cookie dough, and you said smash it down and make it, and it's infused with
marijuana oil. Okay, so it's with a strain called OG Diesel or Diesel OG.
That's good because I drive a diesel car. Perfect.
See, there you go. Perfect. So just you could probably make two cookies, cut them in half, smash them down, 375, 10 minutes. And you got yourself a nice little, don't eat the whole thing, FYI, unless you have nothing to do for the whole day. Okay. I would take a half and see how you feel. It'll probably hit you on an empty stomach in an hour and a half.
You know, that would be beautiful if my stomach was ever empty. That would be a beautiful thing. Right. Now, why, tell me, explain something to me, which I don't know. I'm very naive about this stuff. I normally don't do marijuana.
Well, most people are.
And I don't put people down for it. I never like doing marijuana because, first of all, it just killed my lungs.
Yeah.
I couldn't do it. And second of all, the next day or two, I was shot. I couldn't do anything. And, you know, I'm an espresso guy. Mm-hmm. I want to go and do that.
Well, you'll like this because this is the high energy one. Like, I took a half a cookie a couple days ago, and I was so organized and got so much done in 4 hours. It was crazy.
Oh, boy.
And I went to bed, slept like a baby, woke up the next day, and felt fine. There's a lot of strains out there that are very good for you. I have asthma, so I can't smoke ever again.
Sure.
But edibles, if you find the right strain and you research the strain, meaning, like, if you're looking like, okay, this is Diesel. So Diesel is all over the world. You can get it anywhere, but there's characteristics of it. It's anti-inflammatory. It's good for insomnia. It's good for it's a relaxed high. You know, you sit on the couch and you're like melted into the couch. It's not going to do that to you,
right? Because when people smoke, and who would have thought 20 years ago would be talking a little bit like this, you know, this openly about it. But when you smoke, whenever I smoked. It, you know, what's the difference between how...
Well, it hits you in like 5 seconds, first of all.
The smoke.
Yeah, and it gives you heartburn.
Yeah.
Or makes you cough. You know, I mean, you get messed up really quick.
And you don't really know when you're smoking stuff what strain it is before...
I mean, when you buy like at a dispensary, they're like...
Oh, when you buy at a dispensary, but before you just buy it from somebody.
No, you have no idea.
Or your buddy says, hey, you want to get high. You have no idea what you're smoking.
Yeah, you could be smoking your neighbor's backyard's... grass trimmings for all they know.
I had a guy tell me that one time back when I was in college in 1971. I'm in college and I'm coming in to see a concert. And this guy goes, Dave, you can smoke this stuff, but it's really not that good. Gee, are you kidding me? I was hallucinating on this stuff. So you just never know.
Yeah, I mean, I've had my share of holy shit experiences on marijuana. But, you know, the great thing about edibles is they're regulated. You know how much you're taking. You know how, I mean, you know, if you know your body well enough, you'll figure it out. I mean, trust me, I've done enough testing that I know what I can do and what I can't do.
Sure.
And I'm 49 now, so I know I'm not going to eat the whole cookie.
Don't eat the whole cookie.
If I was 20, yes, I eat the whole cookie, and then I'd go eat a whole pizza, and then I'd go run a marathon.
That's right. That's right.
So
I was going to tell you, and I may have told this story on a podcast before, so folks, if you're hearing it again, please indulge me, because I've never told Mitchell this. So this woman gives me a gummy. She said, why don't you try it? And I go, I haven't done this stuff for years, literally. Right. She said, oh, come on, Nestor, just do it. So I'm home. I'm going to do some video editing. I got the next day off. Oh, shit, why not? I'll give it a shot. So I eat the whole gummy, do it, and I start editing the video.
Okay.
Well, I forgot how to edit. In the middle of it, a guy calls me. I have no idea what I'm saying. I have to call him the next day and go, tell me what I said. And then after that, Mitchell, the next thing I know, I'm peeling organic carrots and folding laundry. I have no idea how I got from this room to the good news, they were organic carrots.
Yeah.
You know, different colors. They were already different colors.
Oh, yeah. And rainbow carrots.
And I went, oh, man, I can't do this anymore. This is nuts. And then the next day, it literally wiped me out for 36 hours.
Yeah, my friend Andy, I gave him a brownie that I made the other day, and he was like, I said, don't take it very much. Just take like a 1-inch by 1-inch piece. He said he cleaned his house, did the laundry. His wife's going to be so happy when he gets home. He was like, dude, that was so awesome. And I was like, I told you. Some strains you get shit done, and other strains you don't do anything.
Well, see, and before this stuff was out, this would have been in probably 1993 or something like that, or yeah, somewhere back in then. I was doing a show at a comedy club and finished it, and I went and exercised before, so I was in a way, and I didn't eat anything. And so I was afterwards, the guy said, man, have one of these brownies. So it's got some pot in it. Okay. And I ate it, and I started driving back to Kansas City, and I swear to you, Mitchell, in my mind, I thought, if I go faster than 55, I'm going to start flying.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
So I had to concentrate on it. Never again. Oh. I haven't had great experiences eating this stuff because it just messes with me in that way.
Yeah, you know, I mean, this stuff's pretty good stuff. I'm not going to lie, but I don't leave my house when I mean, the sativa one, I can take a little bit and I can get stuff done during the daytime. But the rest of the time, I don't leave my house because you don't know.
Yeah, right.
I mean, you don't want to be like, are my tires flat? Am I driving? is that a cop? Like, I mean, you get paranoid. You start
freaking
out.
Christmas lights are a cop. What is
that? Yeah, right. I mean, last thing I want to do. And I don't drink anymore. So if I got pulled over, he'd be like, have you been drinking and doing? And I'm like, no, I'm sober. There's no guns in the car, but I am high.
so this dough that I have in front of me, what you're saying is I should make probably 4 small cookies out of this.
You can make 4 small cookies, yeah.
4 small cookies and see. And then, folks, I'll keep you posted. So Mitchell.
So next week, I want to know how high you got.
If I can remember your name and number.
Right. You're like.
That's why I've got you in the contacts.
There you go. Go sit in the hot tub outside and relax.
That's a great idea. Uh-huh. 4 hours later, I'm a prune.
Exactly.
How'd I get here and why aren't I wearing a swimming suit?
Right.
So that's the future. You got great things lined up for the future. Are you doing anything special? Because we're taping this before Valentine's Day. You have anything? Do people hire you for big Valentine's?
You know, Valentine's Day is tough because it's only 2 people, and you know, I'd like to do something for the whole month. Like, if anybody can't do it on Valentine's Day because of work reasons, maybe they could do it the day before, the day after. I mean, I would love to do something like that. In the past, I've usually do like a 4 or 5 course dinner party. You know, for like $200 a person because it's Valentine's Day. I mean, lobsters, lobster bisque and all that fancy stuff. But, you know, I think I'll just, you know, $120 a person just to go cook in their home for like a Valentine's Day present would be nice.
Yeah, it'd be very nice.
Yeah. I'm doing a cooking class series with this company that I work for, doing 20 different strains of marijuana with 20 different recipes. So I'm going to be on a video shoot next on the 20th, be on their cooking show and YouTube page and things like that. So that should be really fun.
Man, you got an exciting life, brother.
Yeah, man, I'm very, very fortunate.
You got exciting stuff and you're doing great stuff. Here a young lad wants to be a chef. He is a chef, and now he's helping people and doing really creative things at 48 years old, you say?
49.
49, brother.
Almost in the 50 club.
Good for you. I'm going to give you a chance here to... I feel like I'm making a Budweiser commercial, but the importance of being responsible and doing the research for marijuana. Take it away.
Yeah, man, you just really kind of have to educate yourself. There's a lot of great books out there to learn about strains and what to take and the percentage to take. You know, marijuana is still a legal drug. I mean, Missouri, it's illegal. They're trying to get their recreational license. Probably happening in the next year or so, but once that happens, I mean, it's good for the whole community. More jobs, more money for the state, which we need, you know, same as Kansas. I wish they would get their head out of their ass and just, you know.
You know the joke I make about that? I think I told you before.
Yeah.
The sun's going to burn up in 6.3 billion years, and the bad news is they're going to have to figure out how to legalize marijuana in the dark.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
That's Kansas, but I love the state. Be responsible and don't make stuff and slip it to people and not tell them what it is.
Well, no, that would be bad.
That's.
I don't feel like going to jail right now.
That's a creepy thing for anybody to do. Tell them and make sure you're in. Thanks, brother.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Great stuff. I'm going to put how to contact Mitchell up here. Hire him for a party if you know people that are going through.
Just look at my website. It's chefmitchellallen.com.
Okay, I'll put it up just so people, you know, they can get that. But what I'm saying is if you're going to start getting involved with cooking marijuana for medical reasons, for somebody you love and care, Mitchell's your go-to guy.
Yeah, if you need any help, just let me know. I'm gladly to help you out.
Yeah. Folks, stay amused. Keep laughing. Also, cook responsibly.
Right. Don't cook with your sunglasses on.
Thanks, Mitch. See you next time, brother.
Sure, buddy.